Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro, okay? You okay, Luke?
I got some shit in my throat. I don't know how
that would be more a shit problem than normal. You always have a little shit in your throat.
Yeah. Jeez. Side effect of my unusual physiology.
I'm guessing it has more to do with your unusual habits, but I haven't quite figured out what they are yet.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Unless Luke is saying that his physiology is unique because he actually shits using his throat.
Yeah. Which leaves a little leftover shit in there at times.
Exactly. Some dingleberries.
When I forget to wipe. Yeah.
It might be salvageable.
Oh my god. Did you just have an aneurysm in the middle of that? Or
what? A long word.
His IQ momentarily dropped 100 points. Or I don't know, maybe his IQ wasn't that high to begin with.
There's just so many wrong turns.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Are you crapping out of your mouth right now?
Sorry, I was just wiping. What is the advantage of the shape of a flying saucer?
Well, fuck, if we knew that, we'd probably be flying them. We'd probably have the technology. See, we just don't understand the technology.
No, I think that's pretty clear. It's got to be round because they're spinning all the time.
And otherwise it wouldn't make a good saucer.
They're spinning.
Yeah, I think they're spinning to make like a gravitational field or something.
Well, apparently this guy knows all the technology. Have you made one of these before or what?
No, I mean that was the idea, right? If
you spin, how do I know what the idea is? How did you learn this? From aliens or what?
No, I mean I'm just... That's just what the...
Oh, it's common knowledge or what?
Yeah.
Really?
If you spin, you can generate centripetal force, and that will create a false sense of gravity so that there's a top and a bottom.
Right. Wouldn't you also be fucking spinning like crazy?
The merry-go-round effect.
The outside of the ship would be the bottom all of a sudden, right? So you'd the floor of the ship would actually be... the edges of the saucer.
Okay.
I think it would make sense if the ship was a sphere. Then yeah, could see shit spinning and stuff, and then when it got into the Earth's gravitational field, it could stop spinning and it'd be fine.
Yeah. Someone would have to keep track of which axis they're spinning on, or what plane or something. I guess maybe the ship could do that. They don't just have someone remember.
They have some guy in the corner.
At the start of the voyage, they just ask. They tell Jimmy, your whole job on this mission is going to be to remember which plane we're rotating in.
I think it'd make more sense to make it like football shaped. So that it's always the same plane that it's spinning. So then you don't have to worry about readjusting the furniture.
And they don't need Jimmy.
Yeah.
They
cut down his employee costs.
Sorry, Jimmy.
We had a better idea. We'll just shape the ship differently so we don't need to have a guy sitting there remembering which plane we're rotating about. But
Jimmy's going to be an old man saying, you know, I used to be the plane identifier until Limited Appeal came along.
And tipped off the aliens how to make a better ship. Okay, grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk.
I thought it would be cool if humans were semelparous. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. Semelparous. I thought
it
would be
means,
cool if humans were semelparous.
No, I wish humans were Mephalopolis too.
Yeah.
No, so like you know how
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
No, considering you just made it up, you are pronouncing it right.
You know how salmon, when they mate, they die right away? That's the end, right? Yeah. Lots of animals, they live for one reproductive cycle and then they just die.
Yeah. Now, why is that? What is it that kills them about it?
Well, they expend all of their energy on one mating event.
That must be a good one.
What happens if you shoot early or something?
Oh, damn it.
Oh, that's it.
It doesn't have to be just one, like, copulation, but it's one short season.
So it's like it's one trip to Vegas and then...
Exactly.
One trip to Vegas, you have some kind of crazy drunken orgy, and then it's all over with.
Yeah, man, you just swim to your own natal stream, and you spray sperm everywhere, and then you die.
Wow,
that sounds like a party. I think I would open up. It's called a funeral hotel. It's the hotel funeral home all in one.
See? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
It would just be like rubber walls and stuff, so I could just hose it down after.
Hose down the dead bodies and all the excess seed.
Swimming in a stream. Tiny salmon chasing that impossible dream.
Would the women die too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they?
Women
die after they...
As soon as they lay all their eggs, they're dead.
Really? Wow.
And then the bears come along and
just
they
pick
eat
up
all
the dead fish?
The ripe fish. Not so much the dead ones, but, you know, the ones that are...
What? Just about to die?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess that works out pretty well for the bears.
I guess...
You could have some bears in your hotel just roaming around.
Cleaning up the
people
who are just about to die. This is a really sick fucking idea you came up with there.
Hey, I didn't come up with it. It's nature.
Well, I think you did. You came up with it.
I still see a problem with it, though.
What's that?
Like, because humans only have one or two offspring at a time. So if for every one that's born, two die, that's not a good ratio.
Why are you limiting yourself to reality? If we're going to imagine that we're going to have similar...
Look, I'm trying to run a respectable funeral hotel service.
Well, it's going to work great for you because there's going to be plenty of people dying. There's going to be funerals all the time, no shortage of that.
I don't like dead bodies.
The only thing that I'm wondering is...
And maybe you have two kids and then you die.
Place after, you know, after you die.
You'll have two kids. Yeah.
But I mean, who's going to teach them the ropes, exactly?
Yeah, they won't know anything about the funeral hotel service industry.
Well, I guess
business,
part of the family business.
They won't know.
Part of the point of this is that you don't need to be shown the ropes.
Really? You just grow up knowing. That's nice. Let me just ask you this, though, Luke. Are there any, the salmon there, do they run any funeral homes or things like that? Are the types of things that they need to know in their lives, do they really need to be taught them? Or is it just like, I'm hungry, I think I should eat something?
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe I shouldn't be thinking, what if we die after we have sex? I should be thinking, what if I was a salmon?
Fuck.
Oh, it's funny how so many times in this show I just go, I have no idea what just went on there. That was such a non sequitur that I can't even pick up the pieces. Yeah, okay, so that is the show, hey? We're done.
Send us email. MassMan@limitedappeal.net.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. Alrighty then. The website is www.limitedappeal.net.
It's wonderful.
Check it.
Although, you probably shouldn't expect too much when you go there. Just in case you're...
It's not so
something.
Much that you shouldn't expect it. You really better not.
But if you do, you'll get something. And
just not what you want.